Okay. Increasingly, looking to get to win people over, the parties have come up with a whole series of promises. And when you're just sitting at home and watching all this, Lucy, you think, oh, Lord, what next? So the Tories say, I'll tell you what, we'll legislate to ban tax increases. And you think, oh, come on, either you do what you have to do. And then the Labour Party say, yeah, well, we're going to put it on a lump of stone. We're literally going to carve it into a piece of limestone, our pledges. I mean, come on. I mean, it's more like Monty Python politics, all that.
Well, no, not at all. We have to find interesting ways to get across what it is you're trying to say.
It's kind of, carving it into stone, give me a break.
The point we're trying to make there is that, you know, Ed Miliband, who's been really clear about this throughout the campaign, you know, he stands by his pledges and his promises.
Yeah, well, we should believe him, shouldn't we? It's the same as saying, I'm going to make a policy. You know, either we believe politicians or we don't. If we do, then fine, we vote for them. If we don't, the fact that they say, I'm going to carve it in stone, I'm going to pass a law.
I don't think anyone's suggesting that the fact he's carved them stone means, you know, he's absolutely, you know, not going to break them or anything like that.
Was it a good idea to say that?
Yes, I mean, he's highlighting a point that he's been saying throughout this campaign. It was just another way of highlighting that, which is that he is a guy who is of principle, of decency, a guy who is tough, and he is going to deliver on the promises that he set out, unlike some of his opponents. Right.